the local police department gave me this number to call about UFO sightings.
Fine.
And I was wondering if you got any reports about any sightings over the Alamogordo, New Mexico area.
No, sir. Did you see something?
Okay, I'd like to make an official report then.
Very good.
Okay, last night, I and several other persons and a few other people were in the Alamogordo area, and we did see these unusual lights, I guess you'd call them, in the sky. And it couldn't have been airplane lights, no warning flashing lights, nothing, just two bright solid lights. One of them came down close to the ground. The other one went over the city and over by the mountains and stayed there for a while and left. I've been trying to file reports with the police and the Holloman Air Force Base and everybody I can around here, and nobody, they're all turning me off. They're all skeptical about anything. I just can't file a report. I tried to last night. They kind of shut me out, too. And several other people, including myself, did make this sighting. And there are balloon reports in the area this morning, but they didn't have any last night.
Yes.
And no clouds in the sky. We've had clear weather. I checked with all the local radio stations and everything. It's been good weather. And what more can I say?
Okay, now, these lights, what color were they?
Okay, they were bright, very bright white with a blue hue to them.
Okay. Now, did they move in any particular flight path?
Yes. When they were over the city, one of them did drop down low, out of sight. The other one stayed up above it for a little while, then came right over the top of us. There was no sound, no engine noise, nothing. We thought maybe it was the emergency helicopters here in the city, but when it came over, there was no engine noise, and there were no trailers, no warning lights, no nothing on this thing. It just went right over, and it stayed over the mountain for, I guess, about 5-6 minutes, and this other one never did come back when it went down low. It stayed there for a while. It blinked a couple of times, and it was gone. That's about it.
Okay, did they have any particular shape?
No, it was just the bright light. You know, that's all there was
right.
to it.
Okay. Just well, that object came overhead, directly over you. Did it pause or slow down at all?
No, it was over the city, and it stayed there. It was to the south of the city, and it hovered there, or it stayed there for a few moments when the other one dropped down, and then the other one proceeded northerly until it did get over our mountains. I guess
okay.
It's about a 7-mile trek across the city there.
Okay. Any estimate of size on these? Can you compare them with anything?
Hard to tell. They were pretty low. First thoughts were an airplane. They could have been around the same size as an aeroplane, but it was hard to tell. Like I said, it was just that bright light. You know, it's hard to tell, like,
right.
distance and all.
Right, okay.
Brightness of the light.
And the one that was over the mountain, did you watch that leave after it hovered there for a while?
Well, like I said, we sat and watched it. It stayed there for a while, and we were trying to find out where it was going to go or what it was up to or anything. Like I said, it stayed there right above the mountain. Blinked a couple of times, and the light went out or something.
Okay.
It didn't reappear.
And how many witnesses were there?
Okay, in my party alone, there was two of us. It was me and my date the last night. And while I was there, there was another man I drove up in an automobile. And we talked about it for a while, looked at it, and it was, you know, we talked about it, whatever. But anyway, it was a busy street there in Alamogordo, and there were several other cars parked along the street. There was people outside of the car looking, too.
Okay.
And after I saw this thing last night, I got on my CB radio, and first thing I did, I tried to get hold of a local boy there, and I had someone on there. He said he was local, and I told him about the incident, and he says, we're checking into it, and that's all. And then all this morning, I've been trying to check with the department. They haven't told me anything. They haven't said they even gotten a report.
Okay. Get on this thing, and if in our investigation, if we come up with any answers, why, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I work at a radio station. I'm trying real hard to get a story or something out on it here. And you can call anyone down here, and they'll be more than happy to take the information.
Okay, will do.
Thank you much.
You bet.
Bye-bye.